Hi, Terry.
Who's this?
Terry, my name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm following up on a request for information about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer after using Roundup?
It was years later, man, but I think I've already talked to Randy Reese with your
Oh,
firm.
you did? Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
What was the What was it? I see that we were supposed to give you a call back. Were you trying to find out if you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I know I was.
You were, okay. And is there a reason why you don't want to participate in this lawsuit to receive a settlement?
Well, he told me that no firm wanted to take it right now. He was gonna call me back sometime this week.
So are you saying you wanted to, but you didn't meet the criteria?
I don't know about that, Nate, neither, man. Talk to him. He could tell you what went on.
Well, I happen to have you on the phone. So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
I worked on a farm back in the 80s,
Okay.
spraying the fields and shit, and then I liked how it worked so good. I've been using it ever since, man,
Okay.
until I found out it could give you cancer.
When
When I had the cancer, I didn't know that.
were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? That's an important part.
2011.
2011. And what age were you?
54.
Okay. And did you use the product at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Shit, probably 3 weeks to it.
Okay. And then did
I used it. I used it for years, man, because I
Yeah.
liked it when I worked on the farm. It worked good.
Yeah. Do you happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
I don't have a clue. I just
Okay.
know it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's okay. And it appears you meet the criteria. You would have been diagnosed after 2005, so it would have been in 2011. And then you would have been in over 18 at the time of diagnosis, but under the age of 80. You used the product for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis, and I'm assuming you were exposed to the product directly, meaning you directly sprayed Roundup, not you weren't around
Yeah.
somebody that sprayed Roundup. Being around
No,
somebody that sprayed it.
and I worked on the farm back in the late 80s, man, like 87, 88, and that's what we used to spray the fields with. Yeah.
Yeah, and you personally sprayed Roundup as your occupation.
Yeah.
And the other thing the law firm would want to know is, like, could you provide the address and the name of the farm that you worked at? So it's not that we're going to go.
I've told Randy all that, man.
Yeah, there. Did they mention something that they couldn't sign you up because of statute of limitations? Maybe that's the
No.
reason why. Well, so I can get you signed up. I mean, that's my job. My role as a case intake specialist is to do an interview to see if somebody meets the criteria.
Well,
If they
when
do.
he told me, well, listen to me. When he told me all that, I called Sokolov,
Okay.
and they're supposed to get back in touch with me. So, you
Okay.
know.
All right. There's nothing wrong with talking different law firms, but just to confirm,
Yeah.
you haven't signed any paperwork with a law firm, have you?
No, 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 no.
Okay. And what's holding you back from signing, getting a law firm to help you get a settlement?
What's holding me back
Yes.
is having a right firm want to do what's right, man. I was hoping to get a young go-getter to go after him, because I'm gonna tell you the truth, the non-Hodgkin's wasn't as bad as the poison they give me to get rid of it.
Oh yeah, exactly. The chemotherapy. Absolutely. So that's
Yeah,
what I'm here for, to help you get justice. Right, so do
I
you have a
mean,
few minutes?
it done all kind of shit to me. But yeah, go
Yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. So I'm a case intake specialist. I'm assuming since we're talking, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
I guess so. Yeah,
Okay. Well, I mean, I
I'm
need
pretty
more.
sure I do.
You
Yeah.
do. Okay, good. That's an affirmative answer. And you can confirm you did not get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have no attorney at this time helping me with anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents with another law firm? Because I know you talked to another
Yeah.
firm. But you haven't signed
anything?
Yeah,
I've talked to, I haven't signed anything, no.
Okay, good. Thank you. And then regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
Thank
And
God.
you are living to tell the tale. So you survived your diagnosis. And you were diagnosed, you said, in the year 2011.
I believe it was, yes.
Do you recall what month it may have been?
Not right off, man.
Well, do you think it was spring?
But I can, my wife's got all that information somewhere. She kept a log
Oh, good. Is
every
she
time
there?
I, every time I went to the hospital and everything.
Oh, good. Okay. But
Right now she ain't in here. No.
okay.
I
And
think
then
she's in the shower.
I get it. So what about you, to the best of your knowledge, when do you think you were diagnosed? Do you think it was like the summer months, the spring months,
I think it was
January
in the spring.
and spring, like May, March or April?
Somewhere in there.
So we can just use March 1st, 2011 as an estimated date. Would that be okay?
It was somewhere in there, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well,
You're talking 13 years ago.
Okay,
14
yes.
now.
Yeah. And at the moment, you can't recall what subtype of NHL, but you know it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
Okay. And you haven't had more than one diagnosis. One is enough. And you would be filing a claim for compensation in the form of damages for past and future medical bills, as well as pain and suffering. This is a claim you're filing for yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
And did you use Roundup primarily in a work setting, not home setting?
I use it in a work setting back in the 80s, but I've used it for my personal use ever since.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so it
Till
would.
I found out it caused you cancer, and then I, you know, I'm more careful now, but I still
Yes.
use it. I mean, it works.
You worked in the 80s, and then you use it in your home or residential setting. That would have been more
Ever
recent
since
time
then.
frame. Yeah.
Ever
Okay.
since then, man.
Yes, got it. Okay. And where? What
Because it
residence?
worked so good back then.
I
Yeah.
know. We all used it.
Yeah.
You and then so could you provide me an address to your residence that you used it most often at home?
20 Norman Drive,
20 Norman Drive.
Burton, South Carolina, 29902. My son still lives there.
Does he? Okay, good.
My oldest son. Yeah. Now I live in Alabama, and I've used it around my house right here, 11669 Fairway Drive, Irvington, Alabama.
Did you say it was 20 Norman Drive in North Carolina?
Well, South Carolina,
Oh, I'm
Burton,
sorry.
South,
Burton, South Carolina?
299902.
Yes. Okay. I'm pulling it up right now. How long did you live there?
Shoot. I think I bought it in 90, and I lived there till 2001, I believe.
Oh,
My
okay.
son li still lives there.
Yeah.
My oldest boy still lives there.
Okay. And then,
Junior.
so what I'm doing is I realize that you, and then after leaving that residence in Burton, South
Moving
Carolina,
to Alabama, yeah.
and then is that where you're at now, presently?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And then did you use Roundup at your residence in Alabama, your current
That's
residence?
what I just told you. Yes, sir. I
Yes,
still
thank you.
use it. I
I'm
still
sorry.
got a gallon of it out there, yeah.
Yes. Oh, good. That's actually very important. Okay. And then, so you moved to Alabama in 2001. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're still there. And so we establish that. Did you, when you moved to that residence in Alabama, did you start using Roundup there at that residence as well?
I use it at my business in the bayou too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you're an avid user of Roundup. And so I'm hearing you state that you did use Roundup at your home in Alabama. And I'm assuming that was,
And my business.
yeah, and your business. Okay, but I'm just going to keep it simple because we can go on and on for, we could list 20, 50 different places that you may have used it. But what I'm trying to do
Well, it's
is simple.
only three, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, I gotcha. All right, so what was the address to your Alabama residence?
11669 Fairway Drive, Irvington, Alabama.
Okay.
36544.
Bear with me here.
Where we're talking from now. Yep.
Okay, I've got 11669 Fairway Drive, Irvington, Alabama, 36544.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Give me 1 second here. Let me just enter in this information. Fairway Drive. That's in Irvington, Alabama. And that's 36544. And then prior to that, you were at 20 Norman Drive. And that was in Beaufort, South Carolina. And that zip code was 29906. Okay.
No, it was 29902 when I lived there, and it was Burton, South Carolina.
Oh, Burton. Okay. 20 Norman Drive, Burton, South Carolina. And it was 29902.
Yep.
29902. Okay.
Yep.
Because I tried that address, 20 Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, Drive.
Drive. And then Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
Yeah.
And then South Carolina.
Yeah.
29902.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have such an address located on, like, real estate websites. I've searched on the internet.
Man, they might have changed the zip code. I'd have to ask my son.
Okay. Do you know if
29901?
Is the property still in your name?
It's in Terry Norman Draughty Jr.'s name.
Okay. So in your son's name then?
Yeah.
Okay. So he owns the property. I was going to say, like, yeah, because I don't.
We own it, but yeah.
Oh, you co-own it. You're on the title with him?
Yeah, put it in his name so he'd be cheaper on his taxes, man.
Gotcha, okay.
Living in, you know, residing there.
Yeah, I mean, I've got, I got this.
A commercial property. He got me, he'd get the homestead exemption or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yep, even, Burton.
But Beaufort, Beaufort is the same county. I mean, Beaufort, South Carolina is the county.
Yeah.
They might have changed it to 29906. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
He's right there at the city limits, but it was when I lived there, it was Burton.
Was that residence like right next to a Pepsi company?
It sure is. Across the street.
It is. Okay, that's what it looks like. Okay, so, you know what? It comes up as 20 Norman Drive, Beaufort, South Carolina, 29906. The best that I can do is put in parentheses that it was formerly
Burton, 29902.
Yeah, I got it. You said that already. Bear with me, okay? Norman Drive, Burton, South Carolina, SC 29902. All right, so what I'm documenting for the law firm that eventually, if you meet the criteria, they would want to speak to you and verify that you did use Roundup, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and it's okay for them to submit the authorization for medical records to your doctor or hospital for medical records to confirm the diagnosis. I'm putting notes to that firm to state that you used it at primarily two residential locations from 2000.
I've used it since 1987 when I worked for Trask Farms.
Well, what I want to do is I would like to go, when did you move to Mormon Drive?
Move to Norman? And I want to say 91.
Okay, thank you. So I'll put 1991 to 2001, and then Fairway Drive, you used it from 2001 to present up to 2011. Actually, I'll ask when you stopped using Roundup.
I haven't.
You haven't stopped using it?
No. I'm just more careful than them, man.
Okay,
I mean,
got
it didn't know anything about it causing cancer or nothing. You know, if you got it on you, you rinsed it off. I was always done that with malathion or anything. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, all right. And then the next question I have for you, do you know any other person that meets this criteria? They used Roundup and were later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Not right off, no.
That's okay. But towards the end of our call, I'll text you my contact information. You're welcome to share it with anybody that you think might have questions about this lawsuit or might meet the criteria. And then when you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in the year 2011, your best estimate, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 79?
Yeah, I just told you I was 50-something.
Okay, thank you. And so you were living, you're filing this claim, you're living, it was a claim, a diagnosis past 2005. This is an odd question, but I still have to ask it. I don't know why it's in this intake. If the law firm needed a copy of your birth certificate, could you provide it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your best estimate or your approximate number of years you've used Roundup?
From 87 to now, what's that, 30, 40 years? Yeah, 30-some years.
Wow. And you've lived it?
I lived in South Carolina, and now I reside in Alabama.
Okay. Yes, I get it. So about 37 years. And it's safe to say you've used Roundup for at least 10 days during that 37-year period?
Is this a trick question, man,
no,
or what? Yeah. I mean, I use it every year.
Yes. And did you use it for at least 10 days during that time?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And then this phone number that I'm talking to you on, 251-422-3048, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay, good. All right. So I could send you the legal forms to sign through this phone.
Yeah, but you're not the lawyer.
No, but you will be able to see the retainer agreement in advance before you sign it, as well as the authorization to release medical records. Because I'm assuming because you're talking to me, you are interested in getting a settlement from the Roundup lawsuit.
Well, yeah.
Yes, okay, good. And
yeah,
you are...
But for more than just a non-Hodgkin's, see? That was my thing with Randy. Because it's done... Since being diagnosed and getting treated with the Rotuxan and all that poison they put in me,
mm-hmm.
it's screwed up my pancreas, my stability,
mm-hmm.
Impotency.
Yeah, so
I mean, and it's all from the Roundup and them having to give me the bullshit they give me to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
It caused all these other problems.
That is something that you definitely want to bring up with a lawyer when you speak
to
that person.
Well, that's what I've tried. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I'm like the gatekeeper to the law firm. First, I got to figure out whether or not you meet the criteria. If you do, then at the end of our call, I'll be sending you the legal agreement that authorizes legal representation from the firm, as well as an authorization to release medical records. It seems like you're done. Oh, I talked to John, the case intake specialist. I signed the forms. I'm done. But you're really not. There's one final step, and that is to speak to a representative of the law firm. They will verify
with
you.
Well, I'm going to do that before I sign anything.
Oh, then – well, I'm sorry. So you're not willing to sign with somebody over the phone?
I want to speak to the attorney first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, this isn't going to work
for
you.
Come on, dude.
You're right. This wouldn't work for you. What would probably be best if you're really serious about this, Terry, if you're really serious, is that you would find an attorney, a personal injury attorney that's nearby you that you can sit face-to-face with. You know, that maybe that's a better model, but I'm a person that does the interview.
Well, you're trying to get me to sign something before I talk to legal representation, man. Come on.
I know, but it doesn't – it seems like it – the it seems like you're good to go.
I mean, there's no guarantees in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And
then I couldn't go nowhere else because then they'd be asking the same questions you are. Have you signed with an attorney? And I'd have to say, yeah, but I don't know his damn name. I haven't talked to him or nothing, but I did it through an agency. That's my way of thinking.
No, it wouldn't be because when you're signing the forms, the legal agreement with me, it'll spell on that. It clearly states on that agreement the name of the firm and their contact number.
Oh, well, you never told me that.
No, I'm sorry. So, okay, we can move forward then. Because now that you know that you would be signing a legal agreement that actually states the name of the firm and their contact number, and knowing that the law firm still wants to speak to you to verify that you used Roundup in the past, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Plus, I got to tell them which hospital to get a hold of.
Well, I'm going to tell – Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be gathering that information from you. All right, and so moving forward, you're a citizen of the United States, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask questions about other illnesses you may have had. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr or hepatitis B, any of those illnesses in the past?
I've never had none of those illnesses. The only thing I've had since being diagnosed is diabetes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so you had diabetes. Okay. All right, and then...
Well, I didn't have it before I got the damn treatments. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
No, and I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. So what I'm going to make a note of, diabetes, but diagnosed after non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
After the cure, yeah.
Diabetes diagnosed after putting NHL in remission.
They had me on. My wife's got it wrote down what all they had me on.
Diabetes diagnosed after putting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in remission. And
yes.
I replaced your word cured with remission. Okay. All right. And then have you ever had an organ transplant?
No, sir.
Have you required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Nope.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, good. And then your injury, how you were harmed by Roundup, is your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And the basis of this lawsuit is there's plenty of scientific evidence that links non-Hodgkin's lymphomas to the chemical that's present in Roundup.
Okay.
And then since you're filing the claim for yourself, you're the injured party, you're alive, you're an adult over 18, you can file the claim for yourself. That's what I'm helping you do. Your first name, the legal name, is it Terry? T-E-R-R-Y?
Yep.
Okay. And your middle initial?
N.
Okay. N as in Nicholas? But I'm just going to use...
Norman.
And is it Norman? Okay, thank you. And then the last name is Drawdy, D-R-A-W-D-Y?
No, it's pronounced Drawdy, but yeah.
Drawdy, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Drawdy, okay. And do you actually use your suffix? I know your son is a junior, but do you call yourself a senior?
No.
Okay, there's no suffix to your name, in other words.
No,
okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay, and then just to confirm, I'm assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. And then I believe you mentioned you are married?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned to you, if you meet the criteria, which I presume you are, I will be having you sign an authorization for legal representation over the phone today, along with authorization to release medical records. And then on the authorization to release medical records, obviously I got to place your name and your date of birth and your social. Could you provide me your social, please?
Why you need that?
I guess that is for the author. I understand.
I'll give you my birth date, my name, but I'm kind of leery of giving anybody that calls me on the phone my social security number. That's just kind of light going off, man.
Terry, I respect that. I do. I respect that. I would be a little concerned about that too. Here's what I can do. keep in mind that I'm asking for this information because assuming you meet the criteria and you sign this legal agreement and you know, like, okay, after I'm done talking to John, I get to talk to the law firm. And at that talk conversation, a mutual decision will be made that the law firm agrees to take your case. After you say, yes, it's okay for you to take that authorization I already signed and submit it to my doctor or my hospital for medical records. Okay. So just imagine this release for medical records, authorization to release medical records. It's going to show your name, your date of birth. And what I'll do is I'll just ask for the last four of your social. So it'll just show XXX.
There you go.
Okay. Would that be okay?
I'll give you the last four.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
7448.
Okay. Just to confirm, I heard 7448.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Your date of birth, please.
3359.
March 3rd, 1959. Young man. Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? When did you first learn that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup?
When I saw it on the TV.
Okay.
Everybody, hey, have you?
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Worked around Roundup and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I've been seeing it for a while, and I said,
Okay, so you saw
possible,
it on the
possible, because I still use it, and I used it back in the 80s working on the farm, you know.
I understand.
I don't know how long it takes to get to you to do that to you, but, you know.
No, I mean.
Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
Or whatever they call it.
I don't, but I'm going to go back to this question. So I understood you to say that you learned of a connection between Roundup and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma through a TV advertisement. How long ago could you estimate you saw that advertisement? Was it recent or was it a year or two ago?
Yeah, a year or so.
Yeah. Okay. So can I say, because we're just going to pull a date out of thin air, but since you said a year, can I just use like a year from today's date, November 6th?
It could have been before that, man. It could have been several years ago because they've been running for years.
What, to the best of your knowledge, what do you think? Like, did you see it like
I can't remember that, man. I see it every day on TV.
I know. I do. Okay. What's your earliest memory you saw it? A year ago? 2 years ago?
I'd say a couple years ago, probably. Yeah.
I'll put 3 years. Do you think that's safe? Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just use a year from today's date. So November 6, 2021.
Or 20.
20. Okay. We'll put 4 years. Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably when you're home during the pandemic and watching a lot of television. You're like, whoa, hey, I saw this ad.
I wasn't home, as a matter of fact.
You weren't? Okay. All right. Now
I was back and forth to Baltimore like 2 and 3 times a week, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Right. Driving a truck.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And now can I get your height and your weight, please?
6'3". I'm sorry.
It's okay.
6'3", 210.
Okay, very good. All right, and then I mentioned to you that if you meet the criteria, I'll be sending you the forms to sign today, and that would be our last step is getting the signatures on the forms. But I will send you copies of anything you sign to your email address, but I will need your email address.
So my last name.
Okay. DRAWDY.
INC.
INC.
@hotmail.com.
Okay, very good. Let me just confirm. It's your last name, Drawdy, DRAWDYINC, like ink, and it's hotmail.com?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great. And then you already confirmed this 251-422 number, 3048, is your cell phone. And as I mentioned to you, it might seem like you're all done. I did an interview. I signed paperwork. I'm signed up for the Roundup lawsuit. But you know through this conversation that there's one final step, which is to speak to the law firm. And they will call you on this smartphone. So I'm going to ask you, what is the best time of the day that you can be reached? Do you have a preference, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, very good. And then now I'm going to ask for, since you are married, can I get your spouse's information, her name and her phone number?
Jessica.
Okay. Jessica.
Yeah.
And she shares the same last name as you, Drawdy?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And her phone number, please.
422-9717.
9717. Okay, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I've got area code 422. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. 251.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, thank you.
251-422-9717.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. Area code 251-422-9717.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And that's your spouse. And then I'll ask if I can use your wife as the emergency contact for your case. All right, now I can ask you questions about how you used Roundup. How many times would you estimate that you used Roundup on a yearly basis? Your best guess.
10, 15 times.
About 15 times? Okay. A little over once a month, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. And
mostly during the spring and summer months, man.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I need to use it in the winter, but yeah.
Yes, okay, got it. Okay, that's going to lead to another question. Okay. This next question is, did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? You were diagnosed in 2011. Did you spray it at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
I've told you that, man. I don't understand the question now.
Did I
spray it for a solid year?
I'll help you, Terry. To be very frank with you, it's instead of saying you told me that already, can you just give me an affirmative yes, even though we did speak about that in the past? Because I have very specific questions. Can you imagine,
yeah,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you ever you have a business, right? Because your name has ink. So you've probably been around lawyers. And you know how lawyers are very particular about verbiage and language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so be patient with me. Did you spray Roundup for at least one? Yes, thank you. Very good. And then this next question, you did give me a response, a partial response, and I'm going to utilize this. When did you start spraying Roundup? We said 1987, and I suspect you wouldn't know the month and day, so I'm going to put January 1st, 1987. Again, this is just an approximate date. Is that all right with you?
That works.
Okay, perfect. And then you mentioned you've been using it up until recently, like up until today's date, November 6, 2024.
Well, I'd say back last time we used it was probably July. August.
July of this year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put July. I'll actually put August, like you said. August, let's see here. 30 days in August, August 30th, 2024. Okay. And then why did you stop using Roundup? And I think, would you answer, you still use it. You stopped it in August because it was a seasonal use?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Continues to use product.
Seasonally, yeah.
Continues to use product seasonally. Because it
works.
It's highly
effective
for its intended use. in spite of the risks, you're like, hey, in spite of these risks, it's effective.
No, now I wear gloves, a mask, the whole nine yards, man.
Oh, good, good. Okay. And I'll add that too.
I never knew that back in 87, 88. Nobody recommended it. There weren't no big warnings on there like there should be on the bottles now. Warning, this can cause cancer. You got to have a magnifying glass to read it almost.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like when you sign, you're buying a car and you sign the paper with all the fine print.
Who reads it?
No,
not until I get home. And even then, I just kind of glance at the paragraphs. All right, why did you stop using Roundup? Continues to use product seasonally because it's highly effective for its intended use, parentheses, although now uses extensive protective gear. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And then you've already answered this question. When was it applied? The options are seasonally, yearly, monthly, and your response was seasonally. How was it applied? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, a tractor hose?
I used a sprayer on a tractor back in the 80s.
Okay.
And I've used hand pumps since then.
Okay.
Hand sprayers.
Hand sprayer
Yeah.
at home for home use. And tractor
Tractor
sprayer.
what? On the farm.
Okay, tractor sprayer for farm for on the farm.
Correct.
A tractor sprayer for farming application. Okay. Did you use any protective gear when you're applying Roundup? And that's before your diagnosis, I'm assuming.
Never.
No, okay. And let me make a note of that. Did not use protective gear prior to diagnosis. One moment.
Did not use it prior to learning until learning that it was
dangerous.
Oh,
the connection.
For you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Did not use protective gear prior to discovering NHL is linked to product, to Roundup. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for being patient with me, Terry. I appreciate that. All right. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? We're starting to get into some specifics, just minor, basic, over broad
Which
specifics.
Which time, buddy? Back in the 80s?
We'll talk about your residential use.
We use it around the house.
Okay. That
and
would be.
And I use it at my and my shop's a
okay.
lot bigger than my house. I use it around my shop. I have a crab shop in the bayou.
Okay.
It's on 13965 Shell Belt Road, Bayou La Batterie, Alabama.
Okay.
36509.
Wait,
you can pull it up.
I'm so sorry. Actually, that was the next act. Can you slow that down for me? What was the address to the work location?
13965.
Okay.
Shell, Shell Belt, Belt Road.
Okay. Uh huh.
Bayou.
Got it.
BayouLaBatre,
Thank
Alabama.
You.
36509.
Got it. Bayou Labat.
I call it Bayou a Battery, Alabama.
Bayou a Battery.
Yeah, because if you leave your shit sit down there, somebody will steal your battery.
Oh God, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. 36509, and that was that's your shop. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then what? By the way, since I happen to be on work application, do you happen to remember the address back in the 80s for the farm?
No, they were on Highway 21.
Okay.
In Butte, I don't know if they called it Gray's Hill or Burton right there. Yeah. It's kind of right there. Trask Farms. Beanie Trask was his name, the owner.
Do you know if he's still in business?
I think Trask Farms is, but I think Mr. Benny died.
He did? Okay. You know, as a matter of fact...
He probably died from cancer, too, but yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Actually, I found Trask Family Farms... 3650 Blue Clay Road, Castle Hayne, North Carolina, 28429.
No.
It was in South Carolina?
Beaufort, yeah.
Oh, Beaufort.
Beaufort
okay.
County.
Beaufort County. South Carolina.
Yep.
I found it. 93 Trask Farm Road. They have their own road. Beaufort, South Carolina, 29906. And they actually refer to it as the Pickpocket Plantation. Does that sound right to you?
That ain't what they called it back when Mr. Benny was alive. It was just Trask Farms.
Trask Farms. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Trask Farms. 93 Trask Farm Road, Beaufort, SC 29906. Used in the 80s. And then Shell Belt Road, I'm assuming that's that usage time frame would be in alignment with your usage at your home in Fairway Drive in Alabama, because that's
yes.
Okay, 2001 to present to 2011.
Yep.
Okay. Bear with me here. Thank you again for being so patient. A lot of questions for the firm. It's going to be very helpful for them too.
I'm just gonna say, what the hell will they have to ask me?
That really not much. They're going to review my paperwork, and then they'll pick up the phone, like I said, and say, "Hey, we've got to call this guy and verbally hear from Mr. Draughty that he did use Roundup and he was diagnosed." Then they're going to request medical records. Then they'll wait for them to come back, and then they'll have another discussion with you about compensation, like how do you put a monetary figure on your damages to you because of the negligence of the maker of this product, the fact that they did not provide adequate warnings on their product that indicate that if a prolonged use of this product can develop cause a person to develop or they increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, So, but that's what the law firm's going to help you with is trying to like put a dollar figure to that, All right, so bear with me here. Used. This is a little. Your case is by so out of many people I talked to, you're actually very detailed, and I appreciate that. I can't tell you well, the vast majority of people have used it in residential settings. And but you are very you have a good memory, and I can see you're a business owner, you're a smart man, so you've got your facts put
Used to
together.
be.
Well, you still are, I can tell, Terry. Use Roundup for the farming. Do you recall the estimated size of the farm?
Oh, shoot, man. Hundreds of acres.
Okay, covering approximately
A
hundreds.
hundred or hundreds or more acreage, yeah.
100 plus acres, that's what I'm gonna say. So
Yeah.
first statement is this was in response to the question, where did you apply it and how big of an area was applied? Used Roundup for work at Trask Farms covering approximately 100 plus acres. Okay. And then I'm gonna go next to
Burton,
yep.
Buford,
Buford.
residence 20 Norman, yep.
And then home. One second here. Home. And was that like a front yard, backyard? Was it a garden area? Was it a fence line?
It was woods mostly when I bought it until I
Okay.
cleared it out.
Okay. Home, wood, backyard
Well,
woods
it's
or
like,
perimeter.
yeah, I think it's 7, 8 acres there, or something like that, 6.9, something.
Home yard maintenance covering approximately 7 to 8 acres. Okay. And then business use work business yard maintenance. And what's your estimate of the size of area that it was used at the business location in Alabama?
Well, there's a lot of lots put together right there, man, but I'd say 3 acres.
3 acres? Okay.
Then I think it's right here. We're almost an acre right here.
Okay.
It's fairway, yeah. Nice big lots here.
And so I'm gonna put on there, make a note that it's gonna ask what state did you use the product in. Well, I know it's both South Carolina and Alabama, but I'm gonna use it only allows me to select one, and I'll notate the other. That it's I'm gonna select Alabama, and that's gonna reflect more modern or more recent usage. And
Okay.
your most recent usage is mostly residential. Would you agree? What do you think
Yeah,
fits?
recently.
Not recently? Yeah, it is recently residential. Okay. And then just to confirm, your exposure is direct exposure, meaning you personally sprayed the product, and you were present. during its application, 100% of the time it was being used?
Yeah,
Okay.
I mixed it and all, yeah.
How were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly exposed during work in Alabama, during work in a work setting, Trask Farms in South Carolina, and in a home setting, and in two separate home settings. And in two separate home settings. In South Carolina, and more recently, residence in Alabama. And lastly, uses it also at his business location in Alabama. And I already put the addresses on there. How were you exposed? That's again directly. You personally sprayed it. And when you sprayed it, you were present 100% of the time. And I think you even suggested that you had even indirect exposures while at Trask Farm, even though you may not have physically sprayed it yourself, you were around people that were spraying it. So you had indirect exposure.
I drove the tractor that sprayed it, man. I mixed it and everything at Trask Farms.
Okay, got it. Okay. And then
we pour 5 gallon buckets of it into this big old 200 gallon plastic container and fill it with water and go spray the fields.
Oh, wow. Amazing. How many exposures to Roundup do you think you may have had in your lifetime?
How many exposures?
Mm-hmm. Rough estimate. 500 more?
No, I wouldn't say it's that much, but
200?
I don't know how to do that, man. Cause, well,
okay.
What's it been? It's been 20. It's been what?
37 years.
And you figure every month for 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
So figure that. 5 times 37 is what? So there's your answer.
185 times.
Yeah, there you go. A couple hundred times maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Okay, that's what I'll use. I'll just put 180 times.
Well, I just want to be accurate, man. I don't
want
to. You know,
it's hard to be.
If
it's,
I said 500 times, no, that's exaggerating.
Terry, I think the right thing is, I think what you're trying to say is you want to be truthful. It's hard to be accurate when we're trying to, like, cite something without any data, you know, any actual numbers. I mean, where are we going to get these numbers from? We have to dig through our brain. It's just not humanly possible. So you're trying to be truthful as best as possible, and that's why I say approximate or estimates. Because that's you know, your intention is to be truthful, but you really don't know exact number, so you're going to give me a rough estimate. All right, do you live near a water well at any of those locations that it was used? Was there a water well nearby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On my property in Carolina, that's all I have is a well. And my property at the shop, that's all I have is a well. Where I reside, I use city water to take a bath in, but I don't drink it.
And Terry, please forgive me on this one, or be patient with me on this one, because I answered yes, you live near a water well, and the subsequent question is, if yes, has it been tested, and do you have the results? And I suspect what the law firm is doing is fishing for any other additional liability that might be attributed to an exposure to Roundup. Do you know if
my
that water
well? Yeah, the health department tested my water every 3 months in the bayou.
And everything's okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so it's...
They tell me to chlorinate it. It's about it. I got a good one for you, man. My place in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I drilled 3 wells. The health department tested them all, so they're good for human consumption.
Oh, very good. About, okay, good.
Yeah, about 6 months later, I was washing oysters. You know what an oyster is?
Oyster, like the sea creature, the shellfish? Or shell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in shells. And you dig them, you get them out the mud, and I brought them in and rinsed them with a water hose. Well, the health department tested the water because I was washing a nasty-ass oyster and told me I had to chlorinate the well. It wasn't good enough to wash an oyster. You want to talk about ill? Boy, I got ill. You're telling me it's good enough for me to drink, but I can't wash this nasty-ass oyster in it. Come on, dude.
Well, that's so interesting. Wow. That is very
crazy.
Interesting. That is. So I answered negative. Like, it didn't test positive for any foreign material. Okay. Do you get your water from a well? Yes.
Now?
Yeah.
At the shop, yes.
Okay. All right. And has your water well been tested?
Yes.
Okay. And everything's good?
Yes.
Okay, great. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide or benzene or Agent Orange?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that was used, was it concentrate or premix or a combination of both?
Concentrated.
Concentrated, okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
Shit. You got me, man. I think I bought it in Home Depot 6 or 8 years ago. I mean, you don't use that much of that concentrated stuff.
Okay. Purchased from the Home Depot. Do you recall when you last purchased it? And if you say, I don't know or unsure, that's understandable. That's a common response.
I'm unsure on that one.
Okay.
I still got it like a quarter to a half a gallon out there in the shed.
Thank you. And please do not destroy it. Don't tamper with Set it aside. When you have a free time after our conversation, like tomorrow, I know it's evening, but take a picture of it because that's going to be important. So I did mark, yes, you do have Roundup in your possession, which is good. Another similar question is, do you happen to have any proof of purchase in the form of like maybe store receipts or credit card receipts or even photo evidence or video evidence?
Not to my recollection. No.
That's fine, Terry. All right. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years would you estimate that you smoked for?
Since I was about 15.
And how old are you today? I'm sorry?
65.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. 50 plus years then.
Yeah.
And then are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Self-employed, okay. And what type of work is it that you do?
Me and my son team a tractor trailer hauling seafood.
Okay, commercial driver?
Yep.
Okay, commercial driver and self-employed. And then I imagine the work address, that's the, for your business, that's the address, Shell Belt Road.
That's my processing plant that I haven't ran in a year, but yeah.
Is that also like where you, is that where you kind of maintain your business?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. That's what I'll use. Okay. And then, have you lost any time from work because of treatment related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Did I lose any time from work?
Yes.
I'd say yeah, because I had to make all them appointments and stuff. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. And then now it's going to ask the estimated time frame you were out of work for treatments.
I want to say a couple years.
Okay. And so you were diagnosed in 2011. If we say 2 years, say between 2011 and 2013.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And have you ever been in the military?
Nope.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Other lawsuits?
Yes, correct.
BP oil spill.
BP oil spill? Okay. Was that a class action?
Yeah.
Okay. And what year was that, may I ask?
I think it started in 2010.
Okay. Okay, it was years ago. Class action related to
BP oil spill.
Yes, in the Gulf, I remember. Okay.
Yeah,
you probably got compensation for damages to your property because of the spill?
Well, not to the property, to my business.
To your business. Okay, got it. Okay.
And then the lawyer screwed me out of that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Compensation for...
How much do these lawyers get?
That's a good question. The answer is 40%, which is pretty standard for a mass tort or personal injury. You get 60% of the recovery, and then the attorneys get 40%. And if you're curious to know what the estimated settlements are, you can Google that information. Because this
160,
isn't the
I have.
You have? Okay. This is there is.
So what would I get out of that? I'd get what? 90?
I can't speak to any particular figure. I'm prohibited from doing so. I hope you understand.
Well, I'm just guesstimating, man. I'm not holding you to shit. Yeah.
I know. What you can do is you can get an idea of what numbers, what figures are, and you can get that information from the internet. Class action related BP oil spill compensation for loss of use. All right. Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then, other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Convicted? I've been charged with a few.
Charged, but not convicted. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, we are getting close to wrapping up. You've been very patient with me, and I appreciate it. You can tell there's an extensive amount of questions. The next set of questions are intended to establish medical information, like who diagnosed you, where did you get treated, what was the doctor's names, and so forth. So starting with your diagnosis, do you recall the doctor's name that diagnosed you with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Boy, I know it's 13 years ago, but do you remember that doctor's name?
Hang on a minute.
Okay, thank you. And while you're searching for that, you might have this answer better. When you received that diagnosis, Terry,
my wife just went to get her logbook on all that.
Okay, very good.
She's got all that jotted down.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Terry,
every time I took a treatment, everything they gave me,
mm-hmm.
She's got it all documented.
Oh, very good. You have an advocate for you. That was important. Really, really important to have a health advocate. I don't know if I'm going to be talking to her, but next question is this. While we're waiting for the doctor's name, do you recall the setting that you got the diagnosis? Was it in a hospital setting or was it more like at a clinical setting?
It was in a hospital. They cut something.
Do you remember
cut something out of my throat.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
One of my lymph nodes.
Yes, yes.
Up, and I went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he cut it out and said I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's right. He cut it out, did a biopsy, which is the biopsy,
yeah.
And then he called you later and said, hey, you've got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. That was at his clinic or that was at the hospital?
That was at the hospital.
And what was the name of the hospital? Do you remember?
What was the name of that hospital, honey? It's closed now.
It's probably renamed.
No, they closed it. And
did they really?
Another health facility bought them out. But I took all my treatments at Providence Hospital in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, that was my next question. Okay, so your treatments were at Providence Hospital in Mobile? Okay.
Yep.
Hospital. I'm Googling it so I can find it.
Airport Boulevard.
That's going to help me distinguish which one. Yes, that's right. USA Health Providence Hospital, 6801 Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Yeah, Keebler was the doctor that diagnosed me.
Dr. Keebler. Is that like K-E-E-B-L-E-R?
Yep.
Okay. And you know what? As a matter of fact, there's a...
And that was 10-24-2011.
10-24-2011.
At
2:15. Oh, wow. You got the exact date of your diagnosis, 10-24-2011.
Yep.
Is that the diagnosis?
Yep, that's when they took it out of me. On the 26th, they took it out. He died. Yeah. I went to the doctor on 10-24.
Uh-huh.
They took it out on 10-26.
Okay.
And then what was it when they diagnosed me, Dr. Keebler?
That sounds like you were diagnosed on 10-24, and then 2 days later is when you came back, and then they actually had to remove the cancerous lymph node. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So what I did is I updated your diagnosis date to the more precise date of 10-24-2011, October 24th. And interestingly, is your wife looking at notes or did she handwrite?
Yeah, that's what she handwrote all this. Dr. Beaker was my cancer doctor.
Okay, real quick. So I do have Dr. John Keebler, head and neck surgery. He was like a laryngologist. I can't even say the word.
Laryngitis, something.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the same doctor?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
He's looks like he's affiliated with this a facility that shares a very close address to Airport Boulevard, because the hospital is at 6801, and this Dr. Keebler has an address of 6701, not 68.
Yeah, they were all right there, a big old facility.
Okay. All right, bear with me here. Okay. Oh, he's a head and neck surgeon, Dr. John Keebler, MD. Thank you. Bear with me here.
Dr. Beaker was my oncologist.
Okay, Dr. Beaker was your oncologist? Okay.
Well.
And is it B-E-E-K-E-R?
Beeker, huh?
Oh, Deeker, I'm sorry.
Beeker. Yeah, Beeker.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Thaddeus Beeker?
That's him.
That's him. Okay, very. He's the oncologist. Wouldn't he be the one that diagnosed you with lymphoma? Is he the one that said, hey, you got lymphoma? But Dr. Keebler... is the guy that
Keebler
cut out.
Sent it. Keebler, listen to me. This is how it happened. Keebler, uh-huh. Keebler cut it out. He sent it off for tests. He contacted me back that it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and
uh-huh.
He recommended me to Dr. Beaker.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I get it. That makes so much more sense. Okay, I get it. Bear with me here, okay? All right, so... diagnosing doctor name. Dr. John Keebler. He's the diagnosing doctor. Dr. John. But then the treating doctor was Dr. Beaker.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Copy.
First treatment I took was 12-13-11.
12-13-11?
Yeah, that was the first cancer treatment I took.
Okay.
When was the last one, honey? Seems like I took it forever to me. But.
I have an address for Dr. Keebler, 6701 Airport Boulevard, right next to the Ascension Providence Hospital Mobile. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Okay. And then I have a phone number for, because you were diagnosed at Providence. I mean, so Dr. Keebler was at Providence, so I can probably find Dr. Keebler's medical records from Providence. Does that sound right?
That's not where he's operated on me at, but yeah.
Okay. But this is, we're talking about the diagnosing doctor, Dr. John Keebler.
Yeah,
He was,
I understand. Yeah.
okay, he diagnosed
He did
you.
not operate. He did
Yeah.
not operate on me at Providence.
All right.
Beaker is the doctor that was at Providence.
Okay, got it. Yes, okay. Dr. Thaddeus Beaker at Providence, he's the one that did the treatment.
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Thaddeus Beaker, MD, oncology. He treated you, and he was affiliated with Providence Hospital,
Yeah.
and that's the location on Airport Boulevard, 6801. Okay, and so. When Dr. Beaker, was it Dr. Beaker that took the lymph node out of your neck on
No, it
October
was Keebler.
26th? Oh, it was Keebler. Okay, that's right. No, that was Beaker.
No, Keebler took it
It,
out of my neck and turned me over to Beaker.
and
Beaker
Beaker
is the
did the
oncologist,
Beaker did the
the
chemotherapy. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay,
chemo.
all right.
Yeah.
And that's where Beaker started the December 13th chemo. That was
Yeah.
December 13, 2011? Okay.
Infirmary West. Infirmary West is where
Outpatient
it
surgery.
was outpatient surgery that Beaker did, not
Okay.
Keebler. He did, yeah.
All right, just thank you for being patient. Dr. John Keebler is the one that diagnosed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was Dr. Thaddeus Beaker for at Providence Hospital that treated you for chemotherapy and so forth.
Yes.
And Dr. Beaker started 12/13/2011.
Beaker started 12/13/2011, right? Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? Wait a minute. No, it wasn't. When did Beaker give me my first treatment?
Sweetman.
And when he treated you, was that?
Ten, ten.
No. So this is when you have surgery.
Okay, 10/26/2011 is when I
Yeah,
had
that's
surgery.
yeah.
That's not the date that I'm gonna use for treatment, okay? It's really gray, but it's okay. This is just a good starting point for the lawyers to request medical records. They can get all
Yeah.
the dates and the events in order
Keebler
once they have the
had
records.
surgery.
Yeah.
Then he sent you to Beaker
Yeah.
for the treatment.
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me here.
First treatment.
12/13/11. Yeah. What you need now? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Just one moment. I'm sorry.
I didn't know if my headset went dead, man.
I'm still here with you. Just typing up notes here. Bear with me, okay? There's so much information to share with a firm. So
Seems
bear with
like
me.
you're doing all their legwork, man.
Well, that's their my job, 1991 to 2001, in the 80s, okay. 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 And then, by the way, it looks like Dr. Beaker is associated with a cancer care called Infirmary Cancer Care. Is that the name of the clinic, the oncology practice clinic? Do you know?
It was... I couldn't tell you where he's at now, man.
No.
I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. That's fine. All right, now.
I just know where he treated me was at Providence Hospital.
Okay, got it.
Building B.
Building B. Okay, you remember that. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Really, it was in the basement of Building B because you went down and you went into the building. And she's got my pulse, my blood pressure. She's got everything right down. How many bottles of blood they took out of me.
Yeah. Wow.
9 a.m. chemo for 2 hours. Yeah.
Boy, that's amazing. That is, I really, we can both appreciate her attention to detail, you know, which is very helpful. As a matter of fact, okay, so, all right, now what type of treatment did you receive for NHL, for non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
No.
You did have chemotherapy, I know that.
Yeah.
And you did have surgery. Did they have to do any radiation therapy?
No.
Okay. And then now your current residence, you are still living at, let me just scroll up to, you're at presently at 11669 Fairway Drive, Irvington, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm, another question I have for you, I'm sorry. We're getting close to wrapping up here. The notes that your wife has, just to clarify, are they handwritten notes or does she actually have physical printouts of like medical records from the medical facilities that show the diagnosis?
No, she wrote everything down, but she's got some printouts, I think. Let me look through here. Get nosy in her book. Well, she's in the restroom now, I think.
Like, instead of, I'm trying to distinguish between her own handwritten notes that say diagnosis versus, like, she may have grabbed notes or documentation from the hospital or from the doctors that can show the diagnosis. And because that's my question. Do you have medical records in your possession that indicate the cancer diagnosis? And I say yes or no.
No, I don't think so. But let me look, man, because she's got all kind of stuff
okay.
here. Hang on a minute.
While you're doing that.
You be patient, yeah.
I will. Thank you. Absolutely. Yes. You bet, Terry. Thank you.
Southern Cancer Centers is where I took it.
Okay, gotcha.
My treatments, yeah.
Okay. Southern Cancer Centers.
6701 Airport Boulevard, Building B, terrace level. They call it terrace, but you went in the basement. Imagine that. Yeah.
Oh,
that's Alabama for you.
Oh, jeez. There it is. I see it. Southern Cancer Center, Providence Hospital. Okay.
I think I took treatments right up to 2015, man.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to kill me. All that shit they pumped in me. Yeah.
You survived. I know. I my father had cancer, and I remember it was awful. He didn't
Oh, man. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The cancer, I mean, the treatments kill it. That's what they tell you. If it doesn't kill you, it'll cure you.
No, I know. He had cancer twice. And the
Man.
First, he was able to put in remission. Then it came back. And when it came back, he was at such an advanced age, he couldn't handle the treatment. And within a matter of weeks from being on chemo, his body just couldn't take it.
Yeah, it killed him.
Yeah, it did. I mean,
if they told me I had it again, I wouldn't go through that shit again.
Yeah, just to let you know, that's exactly what we did. He became so weak because he was home when he was getting his chemo treatments. But after a couple weeks, it was just getting him weaker and weaker. And and he was being hospitalized. And we finally asked him, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to continue with chemo? And his response was no, and so they released him from the hospital. They put him in hospice, and it was a matter of days before he passed. I mean, but it was very unpleasant. I don't even like talking about it.
Nothing. Yeah, I got you, buddy. I'm with you.
Yeah. I try to mentally prepare for myself, that it could happen to me, and, because we're not alone. You're not alone, and it happens to so many of us,
Good Lord willing, we're done with that, man.
Right.
You and me. Yeah, I don't want it for nobody. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I'd rather piss on them or something.
I gotcha.
I don't wish that on nobody. Maybe the devil himself. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm just wrapping up a few details. Okay, all right. I'm just cleaning up my notes so they're more understandable for the next person, which is going to be the firm. Okay.
Looks like my treatments were over. In
3/18/13. Okay.
Then I went back in 15 and got checked again to make sure that's what that was. I was reading over her notes. Yeah, this torque thing, that's better than the damn, what do you call it, right? Class action?
Yes. It's you could say so in a way. The distinguishing difference between a class action and a tort, a mass tort, is that a class action, the plaintiffs, the people that are filing the lawsuits, are all treated equally. So when a resolution is reached and compensation is agreed upon, they split that compensation equally amongst all the plaintiffs. However, in a mass tort such as this, each plaintiff, which is each person that's filing the claim, is treated individually, and that means their compensation is going to be on an individual basis as well.
And that's what I want, yeah. The hell with the class action, yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Where are you at? In California? What's
I am.
Block out there?
You're right, 6 p.m. in Southern California. Okay, so we're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. I recognize your name. Can I list
you? Let me give you my co-driver, my son.
Okay, great, thank you. And his first
Jack.
Name is? Okay.
This is Jack.
J-A-C-K,
yep.
Daudry?
Drawdy, yeah.
Drawdy, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
251-422-9999. 0259.
And he does not live with you, correct?
He does live with us. Yeah.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah. He's my emergency contact number. He's my wife's emergency contact number.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I had to change the status. So it's area code 251-422. This is the phone number for Jack?
0259.
Okay, thank you. All right, and he's your son, and he lives with you. And I'm assuming we have permission to contact him if necessary for emergency purposes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and again, this is if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. The law firm is trying to prevent any disruptions to your case. And so technically, they'll reach out to your emergency contact if they haven't heard from you for quite some time.
Well, hopefully this doesn't take too long, man. It's pretty cut and dry.
It's going to take time. I mean, the first lawsuits were started years before the pandemic, and the first round of settlements were around 2020, and they're still filing claims and still settling claims. So, and we're talking about thousands. So the law firm will be able to give you more specifics of the time frame, but I, as not the law firm, but just a layperson, I would say just be patient because it's going to take some time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right, so can you believe it, Terry? We're almost done. I just want to take a moment to review my work, or our work, mostly mine. Yes, you'd like to see if you meet their criteria. You have not filed a claim yet. You don't have legal representation, meaning you haven't signed any documents from the law firm. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, only one diagnosis of NHL. You're filing a claim for yourself. You're living, and this is a case where you were diagnosed 2005, between 2005 and present date. To be specific, it was October 24th, 2011. You used Roundup in a home and work setting. The work was in the 80s at Trash Farms, 93 Trash Farm Road, Beaufort, South Carolina. Then you used it at home from 1991 to 2001 at 20 Norman Drive, Beaufort. And then later in another home setting from 2001 to present at your Fairway Drive residence. And you've also used it from 2001 to present at your Shellbelt Road, your business residence. Business, yes, correct. Mm-hmm. When you were diagnosed with NHL, you were over the age of 18 and under the age of 79. You used the product roughly 37 years. You did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, speaking to you on a smartphone. You are a citizen of the United States. No on any of the medical conditions except for diabetes, but that was diagnosed after your put cancer in remission. I made a note of that. I've confirmed its legal name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, middle initial N as in Nicholas, Drawdy, and I forgot what you told me it was, but Drawdy, D-R-A-W-D-Y. You don't go by suffix, although your son does. You are male, married, last 47448, date of birth, March 3rd, 1959. You first learned of the connection between Roundup and your cancer through a TV advertisement roughly about 4 years ago, November 6, 2020. Height, 6'3", 210. We've confirmed your email address, Drawdy, I'm sorry.
Inc.
Yes, Drawdy, Inc., at Hotmail.
At Hotmail.
Correct. I got your phone number confirmed as a cell phone. Spouse's name, Jessica Drawdy, 251-422-9717. Estimated number of times used per year, 15. Did spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis. When did you start spraying Roundup? Roughly 1987. Stopped in 2024. Why did you stop using? Continues to use products seasonally because it's highly effective for its intended use, although parentheses now uses extensive protective gear. When was it applied seasonally? How was it applied? Hand sprayer for home application, tractor sprayer for farming application. Did you use any protective gear? No. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was applied? Work at Trax Farms covering approximately 100 plus acres. Home yard maintenance covering approximately 7 to 8 acres. Business yard maintenance covering approximately 3 acres. In which state did you use the product? That would have been Alabama recent, but up going back to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Residential and occupational commercial purpose. And for occupational commercial, it was farming and business location. Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Directly exposed in a work setting at Trask Farms in South Carolina, and then later in two separate home settings, beginning with a residence in South Carolina, and later his current residence in Alabama, also used at his business location in Alabama. Were you exposed directly? Yes. You personally sprayed Roundup. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? You're present 100% of the time. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Approximately 185. Yes, you live near a water well. Water was tested. It came negative. Did you get your water from a well? Yes. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange? No. Type of Roundup used, concentrate. Purchased from the Home Depot, but unsure when purchased. Don't have any receipts, but do have a possession Roundup in your bottle in your possession. Don't destroy it. Don't tamper it. Hold on to it.
No.
The law firm might want to see a picture of it. Have you smoked? Yes. 50 years approximately. Currently employed? Yes. Self-employed. Commercial driver? That's I listed the business address. Have you lost any time from work? Yes. Between 2011 and 2013. Been in the military? No. Been involved in other lawsuits? Yes. That was a class action compensation for loss of use from BP oil spill. Filed disability or workman's comp claim? No. No bankruptcy. No conviction of a crime. Dr. Keebler diagnosed you at and then Dr. Thaddeus Beaker treated you, and we've covered that at Providence Hospital. He's affiliated with Southern Cancer Center, which is part of Providence Hospital. Got the address 6701 Airport Boulevard, Building B, the dungeon downstairs. And then I've got your current residence. You were treated with chemotherapy and surgery. I've got your emergency contact, and I've got the additional notes citing first used Roundup in the 80s while working at Trask Farm in South Carolina, then in the 90s used product at his home in South Carolina up until moving to Alabama in 91. Did not use protective gear prior to discovering NHL is linked to Roundup. All right. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The law firm is called Pulaski Kirker. They are a national reputable law firm.
Pulaski or Pulaski?
Pulaski, I think.
Yeah,
I
Pulaski.
is it Pulaski? I've been saying Pulaski. Are you familiar with
Yes,
that firm?
Pulaski.
Is it?
No, I'm familiar with the name
Okay.
Pulaski. Yeah.
Pulaski. Okay. I keep saying Pulaski. Pulaski Kirker.
Kind of like you say Draughty instead of
Draughty.
Crowdy.
I'm sorry. Pulaski Kirker. And then so I'm about to text you a link to the DocuSign. When you sign it, even though it's authorizing legal representation and it includes an authorization to release medical records, I made it clear, and this call's recorded, that technically you really haven't gotten representation until you both connect with each other, the firm. They're going to want to have a verbal confirmation from you, not just from me, from you. Yes, I used Roundup. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And yes, it's okay that you can submit that authorization to my doctors for medical records. Once
Yes.
that occurs, when you both are in a mutual agreement that, hey, yes, I'd like your representation, because you know I'm not the lawyer, but once you do have a representative from the firm, employed by the firm, talking to you, then you may have additional questions for that person that you didn't have for me, but you might have them for them. Then you guys can hash that out, and then if they move forward, they'll submit that request for medical records, and I kind of painted a picture of what you might expect afterwards after that. So I am going to
There
quickly
you go.
look over the agreement forms to make sure they're in good order before I have you sign. I'm basically no typos and things of that sort. So bear with me. I'm getting an error. I gotta fix this. And can you imagine we're almost done? The last step is the signing.
An hour
And
and a half, I guess.
I know. Well, you normally it's about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. Yours was far more detail because I mean you were very clear. And the clearer you are in describing, oh, I've missed an important question. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I kind of try to put myself in people's shoes. I think it's negatively impacted your physical health. I imagine it negatively impacted your emotional well-being. You're probably thinking emotionally uncertain, like, you know, why, what's happening. And then it may have had an impact on your, a negative impact on a financial stability, you know, maybe losing work, a year or two's worth of earnings. Would you agree with that? Okay.
Yes.
Negatively.
And it messed with me dysfunctionally. Sexual dysfunctional.
Okay, yes, okay, I'll make sure that. Negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability, and how do we say that? And discouraged that by... And
well, it's ruined my sex life, yeah.
Okay, and ruined sex life, okay. I can say that, that's fine. Negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial stability, and ruined sex life because of treatments, because of the cancer treatment, the chemo?
Yep.
Okay.
That's my diagnosis, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to...
I was fine till then.
Yes, got it, okay. All right, so now I'm taking a look. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message. That'll have the link to the documents. And but before I send you that link, I just wanted to double check, make sure everything looks right. And we can go over it together. I'll be on the phone with you until we finish signs. Terry and Drotty. Here and after the client. Okay, here we go. Yeah, everything looks good. Okay, here we go. I just sent you the agreement. And when you get that text message, you want to click on the link. You'll have to agree to SMS text messages. Because the same app will confirm that you finished.
I got all that.
You got it? Have you done DocuSign before?
I think so.
Okay. Keep in mind that when I sent you this text message with the forms to your cell phone, copies of it were sent to your email address as well. So you not only have copies in that text message thread, but you also have it separately sent to your email address. I said
that
at the beginning.
Do you agree to receive future SSM messages from full term and condition? Yes.
Okay. And then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name below that, John Maurer. My title is Case Intake Specialist. And then below that, you'll see a box, and you'll have to put a check mark next to that box. And what you're doing is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And this is like a federal act to say, yes, I'm okay with signing electronically. When you do so, that'll bring you to the navigation buttons that you can continue signing. You hit the start button. It's a yellow start button. All the navigation buttons are yellow. And it'll point to each place on the page that needs a signature initial. And I can actually answer any questions you have about the language on the agreement. And it's really pretty simple. I don't think I've covered this, but I'm certain you probably already know. The firm will take this on a contingency basis. If once you and the firm talk and you guys agree to work with each other, they're going to take the case on a contingency basis. That means the firm's not paid unless they're successful in recovering damages for you. If in the unfortunate or unforeseen event that they aren't successful, you wouldn't owe them anything, okay? They're only successful. We talked about the 40% is what they're taking. You're 60%. That's contingency. You probably knew that already, but I still have to explain it.
Adopt and sign. Already signed.
Okay.
All right. Now I got a sign down here at the bottom. Oh, wait a minute, it jumped up. How do I go back to that sucker?
Can go back to the top to the yellow navigation buttons.
The next button?
Yeah, correct, yeah. when you hit adopt and sign, it adopt it basically is saying, yes, I'll use this signature. You can either use, you can either draw your own personal signature to you in the box.
I did.
Or you can actually allow the app to create a signature for you.
I don't want that created.
No, most people do what you do. They'll actually draw their own signature in the box.
Well, I hit where it says to sign. Okay. Draw your initials. Okay, adopt. Oh, I see it filling them in after my original signature.
Yes.
Got it now.
Once you've adopted and signed, you actually just have to press where the app's going to take you to where you need a signature initial. You actually have to press your finger on that little page. Then you'll see your signature.
Yeah, I see it.
Got it. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that.
All parties have completed roundup. A4D PDF download document from. Is that something else? You're done signing.
Yes, I can see you have completed, Terry. All right, now, you've got copies of these forms to your email address. You also have it as a link on your cell phone. When you hit said finished, I just sent you a text message from my direct phone number here at the office, 949-274. I'm in Irvine, California, right by John Wayne Airport. I don't know if you know that area.
949-274-7510.
Correct. Yeah. I always want you to have a. I would add you. I would recommend you add me. I'm so sorry. I put NEC baby formula on it. How embarrassing! The Roundup lawsuit.
Baby formula.
I'm a case intake specialist that handles the Roundup mass tort lawsuit.
All that bullshit, huh?
I do the mass tort for the baby formula. Yes, I do.
For the powder too, huh?
No, I don't. No, talcum powder.
I
don't. I have another team that does that. The law firms are very—they're eager to pick up baby formulas, and they're eager to pick up Roundup, obviously, because I don't know if you're gonna—if you do research on Google, you'll figure out that.
Are you gonna resend this? This is John Meyer.
Yeah, I'm gonna resend it, but it's gonna say Roundup.
Because
I can't. I don't like making mistakes like that. That's embarrassing. And plus, if you look back, but if you look at it, you might go, whoa, what was this about? Wait, why did you say baby formula? I'm not on baby formula. Oh, God, I just screwed another one up. See, I'm getting tired. It's getting
Saddle weird. Rock. Yeah.
Oh, God. How embarrassing.
Roundup lawsuit in order to process your request of settlement. Yeah, you got it.
No, here it is.
Roundup lawsuit in order to process.
Let me send
Saddle
you
Saddle Rock legal.
This is so embarrassing. Bear with me here, okay, Terry?
Yeah, because you said Pulaski.
Yeah.
Slow down, man. Calm down.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Good advice.
It's like I tell my son, that idiot's about to pull out in front of you. How do you know? They pull out in front of him.
Right?
I just know.
I can
calm down. Be cool.
I just sent you a official text message with the proper language, which is, this is John Mauer, the case intake specialist who signed you up for the Roundup lawsuit. This is my direct number. Please save me to your contacts. If you have any questions, call or text me or email me. Then I'm going to send you one more text. Be on the lookout for a
from
call.
From Pulaski.
Yes, from the law firm Pulaski Kirker.
As long as their name pops up, I'll answer it, man. But
yes.
I bet I get 50 robocalls a day.
I don't doubt
that.
Answer them. Here's what I do. If by chance you do, and thank you for answering my call. If by chance you get any call from anyone about this lawsuit, just quickly find out, are you from Pulaski? If you're not, then I'm sorry, I already spoke to a law firm. I'm just waiting to hear back from them. But if they're Pulaski, talk to them. And if Pulaski misses you, I'm certain that they will leave a message and give you a name and phone number to call back. And they have Their number is...
Why don't you send it to me?
Yeah. I'm doing it right now. It's a reminder email text. Okay, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, just in case. Their phone number is 909-906-3862. I just sent that to you.
No, that's Pulaski. Yeah.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Well, Terry, thank you for letting me help you get signed up for participating in this lawsuit. The very fact that you and I were put together was because of unfortunate circumstances. The fact that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after your exposure to Roundup. I am pleased that you've taken a step in the right direction. We both. You're about to have representation from a prestigious national law firm that has experience litigating its billion-dollar corporations. They provide great service. So, but remember that. And I say about because you have yet to do the final case verification. That should happen between the next 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it can take longer depending on their caseload. But I see on my end it says pending until you've connected. And then the law firm will notify me electronically that the case has been accepted. So if I don't see anything, any activity, I will pick up the phone and try to connect you two together, you know, especially if you're like two ships like flying, missing each other at port. All right.
Sounds great, man. All right, John.
Terry, thank you for your time. I want to wish you a good evening. You are a pleasure to work with, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
We'll be talking to you.
God bless you and your family. Take care.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Thank you.